This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Julian Ng, together with Wong Xiaoning. And on the Breakfast Grill today is Dr. Rais Hussain, CEO of MA Research. According to MA Research's website, Dr. Rais is an avid strategist, perennial wordsmith, serial entrepreneur, and serious policy intellectual. He has over 26 years of experience launching and expanding complex and successful enterprise initiatives. He's also a member of the Supreme Council of the Parti Pribumi Bersatu, as well as chairman of its strategy and policy department. Parti Pribumi Bersatu is, of course, the controversial, wavering in and out faction of the Pakatan Harapan Coalition. Dato, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we hear the latest news that Bersatu Youth refuses to work with UMNO and, like everyone else, backs Dr. Mahathir. Where does Bersatu stand now in the scheme of things?
I think the situation is quite fluid and, frankly, complex. There are many things that has happened in the last few days, beginning with the Sunday Supreme Council meeting, which I was not able to attend. And then subsequently, what happened. As far as Bersatu is concerned, the PPBM Supreme Council decision stays for now. They are out of the Pakatan Harapan. That was what been publicly disclosed. Obviously, there are many maneuvering back channel discussions and trying to find a suitable way out of this political impasse. To me, as a person, I've been very, very consistent pre-GE14, post-GE14. My views are very public, sometimes to the angst of my fellow Supreme Council members. And my view is very simple. In the GE14, people have spoken, and spoken very loudly. And that is the mandate that was given to Pakatan Harapan. What's the mandate? The mandate is contained very well in the manifesto, the 300-some pages of manifesto. And that is what people want. Today, what we are discussing and we are witnessing is what the politician wants. Sometimes I would say the unscrupulous politicians who never stop trying to angle for themselves. I think this has to stop. In the era, what we call the new Malaysia and new politics, we are just witnessing very, very old politics.
So you say that officially Bersatu is still in that faction that with UMNO and PAS. Is that right?
Well, it is very, very clear now that I do not think PPBM is in that faction, so to speak, because as I said, the events are so fluid, so dynamic. Even as late in the afternoon yesterday, we saw the UMNO, PAS, MCA, MIC and some other parties have clearly said that they have asked for dissolution of the parliament because suddenly they believe in principle of democracy, i.e. go back to the people and let the people speak. To me, people have spoken.
Why was it even in consideration in first place? Because many leaders in UMNO are under investigation and corrupt charges. Why was Bersatu linked to that faction in the first place?
That's the irony about all these things. You must appreciate that I went through a massive quadruple bypass and I've been out of the sphere of politics for a while. And in fact, that's the reason I could not attend the Sunday meeting. And now, because of this situation, I'm moving from one media station to another, trying to save the situation. Because to me, the most important thing is what the people want. Let's see what people want. People want to mitigate the cost of living. People want better quality of living. People want credible jobs. People want affordable healthcare. People want affordable homes. These are the things that people want. People want stability. People want to wake up in the morning, driving, listening to the Breakfast Grill on BFM, and driving to the office, excited with what is there in store for today and what is in store in the weeks to come, months to come. You know, happy family. This is what people want.
But, Doctor, at the same time, it doesn't detract from the fact that, you know, Tan Sri Muhyiddin did decide to take Bersatu out of the coalition, right? That was announced and adding to this political confusion.
I think that was a decision made by that meeting that I did not attend, number one. And it was a collective decision. At least that's what was being made known. My view is that I have not shied away from voicing out my contrarian views, including not limited to differing in opinions with my own chairman, Tun Mahathir. And that's why we have a very interesting love-hate relationship. But be that as may, we have a problem. If we accept we have a problem, just like Houston, we have a problem. Now, Putrajaya, we have a problem. Now, instead of engaging in political maneuvering, acrobatics, giving credence to this illicit political operative that have been unleashed from day one to destabilize Pakatan Harapan, we need to focus on what are the solutions. So I'm always... Many people like to focus on the problem.
Your solutions have to be practical, right? Because politicians will do what they do. They will serve their own interests. So right now, the Agong is interviewing everybody to see who support the Prime Minister has and allow the Prime Minister to then reform a government. Which side do you think will come out winners here? Is it on the UMNO side or is it on Harapan side?
You see, I'm not a politician. People sometimes give a funny smirk when I said I'm not a politician. Indeed, I am not. I joined Tan Sri Muhyiddin on the day he was fired as a deputy prime minister by the previous regime. And I took a course to save Malaysia. And I took a path of... very importantly, to rebuild Malaysia, rebuild new politics in Malaysia. That was the path that I undertook. And therefore, I worked hard to co-found the PPBM with five big elements: reform, justice, inclusiveness, moderation, and progressive. These are the five elements, five core principles that PPBM was founded on.
I think it can safely be said that such idealism, and I support all those ideals, are not at the top of the minds of the MPs right now.
Correct.
Yeah. So how do we get back to the business of actually running the country?
Okay, going back to the business of the... My view is very simple. Politicians are politicians. Their profession is older than prostitution. And sometimes in prostitution, there is a lot of dignity. Politician, I'm not sure. To me,
they call them sex workers now, these days.
Okay, sex workers. Sex workers are more dignified than politicians. What I'm trying to say is that we need to see what the people want. They want a stable government. How do we ensure the stable government? To me, Tun Dr. Mahathir is still the chairman of Pakatan Harapan. He has not resigned as the chairman of Pakatan Harapan.
Or Bersatu.
He has submitted a letter of resignation as the chairman of Parti Pribumi Bersatu, which the Supreme Council have not accepted. And a deputation was sent yesterday to his house in the morning to persuade him not to abandon.
So is he still a member of Bersatu?
He is very much a member of Parti Pribumi Bersatu. And we believe at the end of the day, wisdom will prevail. And I think most likely he will be back as the chairman of the PPBM. That's number one. Number two, as a chairman of Pakatan Harapan, he still has a role to play. And Pakatan Harapan still exists in the form of at least all the other coalitions, except for now, PPBM. I have been working tirelessly, despite my health condition, to try to bring back this coalition again in a way and manner that is best serve the people. Now, my appeal is, we are very clear what the people want. We are very, very clear. I mean, MA Research Inaugural Poll showed very clearly what the people want. Their worry index, for the first time we've disclosed, in fact, first in the world that we have disclosed, the national worry index stood at 0.77, and that was last quarter last year. What does that mean? People are worried maximally. Now, in this quarter, we had one V called the coronavirus. And so things are getting even more complicated. So I think my appeal to the politician, do what is right for the people, not for yourself.
We're speaking to Dato' Dr. Rais Hussain, CEO of MA Research this morning, as well as a Supreme Council member of Bersatu, and we're talking to him about the situation in the country. We'll be back with more after this. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
You're listening to The Breakfast Grill, and this morning we have Dato' Dr. Rais Hussain, CEO of MA Research, as well as Bersatu Supreme Member, as well as the Head of Policy and Strategy for Bersatu. Dato', earlier on we were talking about how Dr. Mahathir would deal with this whole thing, and some sources have said that he's tinkering with the idea of a unity government. Do you think that this can work? Would it work for the reform agenda and all those ideals that you were talking about?
You see, when you talk about a new government, my view is that if that happens, then they do not have to hold on to the manifesto anymore. So that will be a biggest disappointment. And then unity in what? People use convenient branding to make it sound very positive. What does unity government stands for? We know yesterday Tan Sri Anwar Musa and his gang have given a press conference stating that they will not be part of the government, and they have requested from the Yang di-Pertuan Agong for the dissolution of the parliament. And again, citing the principle of democracy, they want to go back to the people. If that is true, why in first place engineer all these things using the political operatives and trying to destabilize the government from day one?
Yeah, because we seem to be going one full circle, right?
Yeah, so I think it's too rich for people like him to talk about principle of democracy and so on. If you really want to talk about principle of democracy, people have spoken. G14 was where people have spoken loud and clear, extremely loud and clear. Obviously, my worry at that point of time, even after winning, I have cautioned everyone, please do not have this initial euphoria in fast-tracking things to happen, because there ought to be a backlash from the majority. And I was saying that we need to take a phased, what we call steps, baby steps, crawl, walk, run. And if you don't do that, there could be a backlash.
So what were some of the mistakes you think that were made that led to this situation then?
I think, first of all, once the PH government became a government, they were not too focused on the manifesto. I still remember on the first PH Presidential Council meeting, immediately after the election, after the win, I suggested that we should establish Manifesto Monitoring Committee. And we need to identify all the promises, the 10 promises within the first 100 days, 60 promises within the first 5 years, and then match it against respective ministries, buy in, make that as a KPI of each ministries, and go, get it done. Unfortunately, at that point of time, that was not accepted. my battle to ensure the manifesto stays relevant continued. So there was some very public difference in opinion, even with my chairman. And that also cost me, to a certain extent, my own situations and being called that and this. But be that as may, once you make a promise, you must fulfill the promise. That is what I believe.
Okay, Dato' Rice, I think that when you say things like that, and I support your idealisms, as I said earlier, but what you're saying implies that you prefer to have a snap election than support Dr. Mahathir's unity government. Am I correct in phrasing that?
My preference is this. If you have a snap election, given the current upheaval, political uncertainty, the mind conditioning that has been there since the last 22 months, branding DAP as that, DAP as this, with the race relations at the lowest peak, with identity politics on the rise, I think this is not ideal for anyone. Not for the nation.
What is the solution then if you don't want a unity government and you also don't want a snap election, what could be the solution?
The fact whether I like unity government or not is immaterial, because that unity government will not happen, as we saw with the press statements by Anwar Musa and the gang. What would be the ideal situation? My view is this. To me, Tun Mahathir is still the Pakatan Harapan chairman. Nothing stops him, and I'm sure in the greatest amount of magnanimity amongst the other component of Pakatan Harapan, to get together and enter an ego-free zone, the room of ego-free place, and discuss not what is best for politician, discuss what is best for the people. To me, Pakatan Harapan must be rescued and can be rescued. All that it needs now is a lot of magnanimity, a lot of sincerity, a lot of political will, the right political will, to put people first.
But Doctor, we got into this mess because the people weren't put first, right? I mean, otherwise, these events would not have unfolded the way it did over the weekend.
That's an unfortunate thing. That's why I've been trying to say that I've been quite vocal, valiantly, violently, or open publicly on this. If you follow my Twitter and Facebook postings, I have actually predicted all that is happening now. In August 27, last year, in the seminar, I spoke, and I said that if PH does not do this, then if there's going to be election, we will lose. And since then, we have never won any election, number one. Instead of listening to that as an early warning signal from someone who have conducted the research, did the ground sentiment analysis and so on, I was castigated for a while, saying that this guy is a self-proclaimed strategist and this and that. But again, all of us must think of only one thing. What do people want? If we look at what the people want, they want stable government, they want jobs, they want this, they want that. For that, at this point of time, I appeal to all politicians across all aisle. Please, for once in your lifetime, some of you have been politician for 40 years, 60 years, 20 years, 5 months, all of you, put your political interests out and put the people's interests in.
So, on that note, how do you justify the race-based policies of Bersatu? And this is a question that I always put to Bersatu members, including Wan Saiful, Wan Ran, and Syed Saddiq, and so on, where it has become, this kind of policy has made the country more fractious. Racial harmony is at its all-time low. How do you defend such narrow policies?
Okay, let me. First of all, I do not think that PPBN stands for any narrow policies. But let me go back.
Well, the name of the party Pribumi Bersatu, right? Why not name it Party Unity or something like that?
I will not say it's a good question. You know why? Then I'm thinking. But let me tell you this: we go back to the origin of the party. Why the party was established? I still remember having that 3.5 hours chat with Tun Mahathir, even before the signature campaign to remove Najib and all that. At that point of time, I told him that if descriptively we're discussing what was happening, and then he said, Rais, everyone comes and sit on that same chair you're sitting, telling me this, do something. Then I said, I will add some more. This is what we need to do. Number one, we need to establish a Malay-based party. He was like, why? I said, if you establish any other party than the Malay-based party, you were, from day one, you are defeated. You'll be called as a Pengkhianat, this and that. And for whatever reason, for political, to win the election, we need that vehicle because our electoral situations are very gerrymandered, mala apportionment, this and that. I mean, everyone knows that. So to me, we need to change the government, we need to win. And how to win? We need to get rid of all those possible irritants. So if we started by saying that this is a party for all, PKR have been there for many, many years. They were not successful. Why? So that's why it was started with PPBM as Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia. However, in our constitution, which I helped draft, we have a clause which allows, enables the non-Pribumis to be inside. Now, that was the origin of the Parti Pribumi Bersatu. It took birth because we need to address a certain situation at that point of time, right? So coming back, fast forward now, we went into a coalition with Pakatan Harapan. We have Muafakat Pakatan Harapan. And we were very clear with our objectives, consistent with the constitution and also addresses all Malaysian. And not only all Malaysian, Pakatan Harapan is supposed to be a government for all, not for few. This has been one of the mantra that I've been talking about for many, many years. Until I had this quadruple bypass and I had to take a back seat. Now I'm back in the front seat and trying to save Pakatan Harapan, trying to calibrate their minds,
just
trying
last question.
To bring back
we're
them
running
to
out
the
of time,
interest of the people.
Yeah. We're running out of time. Just one last question. Dr. Mahathir is already in his 90s. Who do you think should be the next PM?
I think at this point of time, we believe that Tun Mahathir will still be the PM because he seemingly have the command of all the members.
But after him?
After him, there is a transition plan. And in that transition plan, it is very clearly stated that after a certain period of time, Tun is supposed to hand over the stewardship of the country to Dato' Sri Anwar. I think that is very clear. If we already have a certain clear thing, why do we need to go back and change it again?
Thank you very much for the time for your time here, and I wish you all the best to your good health. And that was Dato' Dr. Rais Hussain, CEO of MU Research, joining us this morning to talk about the political situation. I'm Julian Ng, signing off as well for Wong Xiaoning, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.